سلام سلام عرض کربلا پہ بہنے والے خون پر۔
اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ رب العالمین، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلائق أجمعين، خاتم النبيين ورحمة للعالمين، سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين الهداة المهديين المعصومين المظلومين واللعنة الدائمة على أعداء الدين أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله الحكيم في القرآن المجيد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر، صدق الله العلي العظيم۔ Respected elders, esteemed scholars and the mu'mineen, I've been told to speak in English. The topic at hand is Islam and the current age, Islam and the present world. Now, of course, if this was a crowd mixed with different faiths, a gathering of perhaps reluctant believers, or a gathering of skeptics, or a gathering of pessimists, of those who are away from religion, those who are away from God, I would have enjoyed talking about the need of religion or the need of Islam. But since the crowd already has Iman, the crowd already has faith, the crowd already has truth and deep convictions, religious convictions and spiritual convictions, I will not be talking about the need of Islam or the need of religion, for that is absolutely clear for those present here. A different approach could have been taken, perhaps a philosophical approach, a completely rational approach, aqli or philosophical basis. But today, I've chosen a small surah of the Holy Quran, Suratul Asr. This surah, like any other surah of the Holy Quran, is sent down for our guidance. We as Muslims, we have faith. We as Muslims, we have deep faith in this holy book and in every surah and every ayah and every word, every letter, every harakat that it has. And so let's see what this surah tells us, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking when he speaks of Asr. The surah begins with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wal Asr. Usually, if you pick up an English translation of the Holy Book or simply open up a Quranic app on your phone, you will find that it's translated as by the declining day. The sun when it turns red, the sky when it turns red, the last hour of the afternoon. or the entire afternoon, or the afternoon prayer, and various other translations that revolve around afternoon, that revolve around the afternoon prayer, the one after Dhuhr. But of course, before I say anything about the translation of this verse, let's read the two verses after it. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Indeed, surely, verily, most certainly, man is in loss. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of man, the creator of time, the creator of all that exists, after swearing by Asr, which I haven't translated yet, he uses another word which is used for ta'keed, for tawkeed. Inna. Innal insan lafi khusr. Indeed, verily, surely, most certainly, man is in loss, man is in deep loss. Does man get lost at 4 p.m. in the afternoon? Does the world get disfigured at 4 p.m.? Do you lose your senses? Do you lose your intellect at 4 p.m.? No. Some parts of the Quran provide exegesis to other parts of the Quran. When Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ, this al-insan is in deep loss, this also helps us in translating the verse before it. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who believe, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and perform good deeds, righteous deeds. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and those who urge one another towards truth, and those who urge one another towards patience, urge one another to steadfastness. And so we get a whole picture that mankind is in loss except a few who are believers, who have faith. And so when we go back to the first verse, we will see that it is not limited to that specific time of the day, not limited to that afternoon, not limited to the last hour. Al-Asr means any unlimited extent of time within which people are born, people grow, people prosper, people die, people become extinct, and the cycle continues. Allah is swearing by the time that goes on. It's not one specific period of time. And once we figure this out, once we understand this, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not talking about a specific time or a specific epoch, the Asr of Islam, or those specific period in Makkah, as some exegesis point towards. And so we know that this message is for today as well. This message is for tomorrow. This message is till the day of judgment. The message is to have faith. The message is to do righteous deeds. The message is to hold on to truth and to hold on to being patient. Hold on to patience. Of course, this in itself is not easy to do. First of all, one would say that how and why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying man is in deep loss? Today, the present age, the present world, it has given us all the more prophets, all the more abundance and opulence, everything that we can imagine, we have it, and we have it in abundance. We have it in ways that we haven't imagined before. New ways of technology, new ways of farming, new ways of designing things, new ways of performing things, new ways of calculating, new ways of designing, and so on and so forth. In every sphere of life, in every way, there is some sort of a profit, there is some sort of a greatness, some sort of elevation, so-called elevation, so-called progress. Yet Allah says, no man is in loss. This loss, I will summarize my point quickly, not to take much of your time. This loss is of those who have no faith, because faith grants us things that material cannot ever provide. We can have the new houses, we can have the new technologies, we can have the new intelligence, we can have the new artificial intelligence, we can have the new supercomputers, we can have everything, but all of that, whatever is being created, is something new. What happened to the old one? It died. It became extinct. It's mortal. It's going to finish, and something new will come. Allah is pointing towards a message that is eternal, that is immortal, that's never going to die, that's never going to finish. The attachments that we have, just materially and materialistically, we will see that all of our attachments, even they are mortal. Even they have an expiry date. To quote a Irish poet, English poet, W.B. Yeats, William Butler Yeats, a great poet, he says in one of his poems, just one line, he says, empty your heart of mortal dreams. Empty your heart of mortal dreams. Even our dreams are mortal. Even the things that we hold dear to us, hold dear to our hearts, even those things are mortal. We have attached our hearts to new technologies and new houses and new cars and new methods and new everything, new and current, yet those attachments themselves are mortal, themselves are dying and decaying and becoming extinct. And so faith gives us this power. Faith removes everything from a heart that's mortal. It empties a heart of things that are mortal. It puts Allah there. When we remove all the things that are mortal, what will remain? Immortal. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. The only thing that will remain is which is baqi. The rest is fani. And that gives you immense power. That gives you immense authority. That gives you immense freedom. The material world doesn't provide you freedom. The material gains enchain you. They enslave you. They put you into boxes. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is faith. It is that immortal entity. It is that that, that's wajibul wujud, that that which is never going to finish, that that God Almighty, that is azali and abadi. When that enters your heart, you become immortal. And so whether it is today, 2024, that we speak of Islam, or whether it's the next year, or the year after, or the year after, we will find we don't even need to go into details. We don't even need to go into Sharia. We don't even need to go into Akhlaq. We don't even need to go into Irfan. Simple declaration of Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. That is enough for you to conquer the present world. and it gives us all the tools that necessary for progress. I won't take much of your time. As a humble student, I simply recited Surah Al-Asr for you to open up the stage for our esteemed scholars and distinguished guests. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.